Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you for joining us for Waking Up Ministries Wednesday Bible Study. Today is May 13th, 2015, and we hope you are blessed and enlightened by the study. Have a blessed day. Thank you. I will be starting with Genesis chapter 20. And Abraham journeyed from thence toward the south country, and dwelled between Kadesh and Shur, and sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said to his wife Sarah, "She is my sister." Abimelech, the king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech and in a dream by night, and said to him, "Behold, thou art a dead man, for the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife." But Abimelech did not come near her, and he said, "Lord, wilt thou slay a righteous nation? Said he not unto me, 'She is my sister,' and she even said herself, 'He is my brother'? In the integrity of my heart and innocence, in the innocency of my hands have I done this." And God said unto him in a dream, "Yes, I know that thou didst this in the integrity of thy heart, for I also withheld thee from sinning against me. Therefore suffered I thee not to touch her. Now therefore restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live and restore her not. Know thou that thou shalt surely die, thou and all are thine."
Therefore, Abimelech rose early in the morning and called all his servants and told all these things in their ears, and the men were sore afraid. Then Abimelech called Abraham and said unto him, "What hast thou done unto us, and what have I offended thee, that thou hast brought on me and all my kingdom great sin? Thou hast done deeds unto me that ought not to be done." And Abimelech said unto Abraham, "What sawest thou that thou hast done this thing?" And Abraham said, "Because I thought surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will slay me for my wife's sake. And yet indeed she is my sister, she is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother, and she became my wife. And it came to pass, when God caused me to wander from my father's house, that I said unto her, 'This is thy kindness which thou shalt show unto me. At every place whither we shall come, say of me, he is my brother.' And Abimelech took sheep and oxen and men servants and women servants and gave them unto Abraham and restored him Sarah his wife."
And it came to pass, when God called me to wander from my father's house, that I said unto her, "This is thy kindness thou shalt show unto me. At every place whither we shall come, say of me, here is my brother." And Abimelech took sheep and oxen, and men servants and women servants, and gave them unto Abraham, and restored him Sarah his wife. And Abimelech said, "Behold, my land is before thee, dwell where it pleases thee." And to Sarah he said, "Behold, I have given thy brother 1,000 pieces of silver. Behold, he is to be a covering of the eyes unto all that are with thee, and with all others." Thus she was reproved. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservant and their fair children. For the Lord had fast closed up all the wounds of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. Now here, God uses Abraham. He uses Abraham to basically give him the glory for restoring his house. And Abimelech was confused and about to commit a big sin, and back then, God would just get rid of you when you committed a sin against him. So it's not like now, you know, we get a lifetime to do a bunch of different things. Back then, it was like this. You were dead. And as we go further into the Bible, you'll see, into the Bible, you'll see later, we haven't got there yet, but when Jesus left and the Holy Spirit dwells with us, people would die just for lying in the presence of the Holy Spirit. And the same thing happens today. There's a lot of people that have the Holy Spirit on them. But right here, God also rewards Abraham through Abimelech. Two-way street right here. God uses Abraham and God uses Abimelech. Abraham to open the womb and Abimelech to put Abraham and Sarah on their feet. So you never know how the blessings are going to come. And I'm sure Abraham didn't expect that. He just was doing God's will. 21. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Eight. You was on 8:11. We can stop at 8 and come through. Because we already not reading the Bible.
And Abraham made a great feast, same day as that before. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, David, which she had borne unto Abraham walking. Therefore she said unto Abraham, cast out thy lot, for the son of Hagar is my son. And the faith was very great in Abraham's sight, and that was his son. The best that I could do, let it not be in my sight, because the lad, and because the guy got down to him. And all that Sarah had said unto the second after the Lord, for in my sight shall thy seed be called. And also the son of Samuel.
So Abraham rose early in the morning, took the bread and a bottle of water, and gave them to his servants, putting them on his shoulders, and he sent her and the youth away, and she wandered and was away wilderness of Beersheba. Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm.
The water in the bottle was all gone. I heard calls for you to lie down under one of the shrubs. Then she went and sat down opposite him. And the wheel, a bow, a body bow, shot, for she said, let me not see the death of the lake. The last, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
As she sat down right on opposite him,
mm-hmm.
The lifted up his voice and wept. Weeping she said, and she raised her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the youth, and the angel of God called to the Hagar out of heaven and said to her, what troubles you? Hagar, fear not, for God has heard your voice of the youth where he is. How far do I go?
18.
And all this raised up to the youth and support him with your hand. Wait, for I am sent to be him a great nation.
And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went, and she filled the bottle with water and gave the lad a drink. And God was with the lad, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness and became an archer. And he dwelt in the wilderness of Paran. And his mother took him a wife out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass at that time that Abimelech and Ishar, and the chief captain of his host, spake unto Abraham, saying, God is with thee and in all that thou dost. Now therefore swear unto me here by God that thou wilt not deal falsely with me, nor will my son, nor will my son's son, but according to the kindness that I have done unto thee, thou shalt do unto me, and in the land wherein thou hast sojourned. And Abraham said, I will swear. And Abraham reproved Abimelech because of the well water which Abimelech's servant had violently taken away. And Abimelech said, I wot not who hath done this thing. Neither didst thou tell me, neither yet heard I of it. But today.
And Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them unto Abimelech, and both of them made a covenant. And Abraham said, we set seven ewe lambs of the flock by themselves, and Abimelech said unto Abraham, what mean these seven ewe lambs which thou hast set by themselves? And he said, for these seven ewe lambs shalt thou take off my hand, that they may be a witness unto me that I have given this well. Wherefore he called that place Beersheba, because there they swear both of them. Thus they made a covenant at Beersheba. Then Abimelech rose up, and Bishol the chief captain of his host, and they returned into the land of the Philistines. And Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba and called there on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. And Abraham sojourned in the Philistines' land many days.
See, here we see how God's promise to Abraham still shines through, even though his kid wasn't by his wife, but God promised him his seed would be blessed. So even separating from around Abraham, just to rebuild the bond and relationship that God had put Abraham and his wife together, so they had to really separate, because otherwise it would have just turned into turmoil. But even since they left, and they left with nothing, but they still had God and God's promise to Abraham before this child ever existed. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, And he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou love, and go thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offerings, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and the knife, and they went both of them together.
Notice, notice, notice. And also,
born children to your brother, but who born to his brother, you, and the father of Abram. Okay. Hey, Will, Bill, Dad. I don't know how to say the name. Ethel became the father of the Duke. Born to Noah, Abraham's brother, and his concubine was, those name was Bill, born the bottom, the hand, the head,
So right here, we see how Abraham, in old age, you know, God had just blessed him with a son by his wife, and now he's about to give him up. But God was testing him to see how much faith he had in him, how much love he had for God, and knowing the all-loving God, how good he was, he just knew that God had something else prepared. Even though he went there not knowing what was going to happen, he took that what we call a leap of faith. You know, knowing if he had to sacrifice his son, he would have something else prepared for him. And after God sees, because God is always testing us, see what we are worthy of. You know, because some of our blessings come with great responsibility. And if you're not willing to totally listen to God, when he bless you with great responsibility, it also comes with great punishment. There need be great sacrifices.
This was the length of the life of Sarah. Sarah's an honor again. That is people in the land of Canaan. Abraham went to mourn for Sarah and went to weep for her. And Abraham stood up from before his dead and said to his sons of I am a stranger in a sojourn. But you give me property for a burial. Property for burial among you, and I may bury my dead out of my sight.
Children of Heth answered Abraham, saying unto him, you live, my Lord, thou art the mighty prince among us. In the choice of our spectrals, bury thy dead, none of us shall withhold from thee the spectral. And thou mayest bury thy dead. And Abraham stood up and bowed himself to the people and to the land, even to the children of Heth. He communed with them, saying, if it be your mind, I will bury my dead out of my sight. Hear me and entreat for me to Ephron, the son of Zohar, that he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which he has which is in the end of the field, for as much money as it is worth, he shall give it to the burying place amongst you. And Ephron dwells among the children of Heth, and Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham in the audience of the children of Heth, and even all that went in the gate of the city, saying, Nay, my lord, hear me. The field I gave thee and the cave that is therein, I give it to thee in the presence of the sons of my people, and I give it to thee to bury thy dead. And Abraham bowed down himself before the people of the land, and he looked and he spake unto Ephron in the audience of the people of the land, saying, But if thou wilt give it, I pray thee, hear me. I will give thee money for the field to take it of me, and I will bury my dead there. And Ephron answered Abraham, saying unto him, My Lord, hearken unto me, and the land is worth 400 shekels of silver. What is that betwixt me and thee? Bury therefore thy dead.
And Abraham hearkened unto Ephron, and Abraham weighed to Ephron the silver, which he had named in the audience of the sons of Heth 400 shekels of silver, current money with the merchant. And the field of Ephron, which was in Machpelah, which was before Mamre with the field, and the cave which was therein, and all the trees that were in the field, that were in all the borders round about, were made sure unto Abraham for possession in the presence of the children of Heth, before all that went in at the gate of his city. And after this Abraham buried Sarah his wife in the cave of the field of Machpelah, before Mamre, the same is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And the field and the cave were made sure unto Abraham for possession of a burying place by the sons of Heth.
That was only an hour. It was supposed to have 3 hours. What you paid for? Huh? I'm not complaining. This chapter was pretty self-explanatory, especially speaking of, you know, Abraham losing his wife and mourning for her, being that they was in a land that they weren't really too familiar to them. But at the same time, God opened the way that these people offered them hospitality, that they was willing to give it to him for a resting place for his dead, but he chose to pay for it. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age. The Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house that ruled over all that he had, Put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, God of heaven and God of earth, thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell, but thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac. And the servant said unto him, Peradventure, the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I needs bring thy son again into the land from whence thou comest? And Abraham said unto him, Beware thou that thou bring not my son hither again. The Lord
God of heaven, which took thee from the father's house and from where I live, heaven, and which take unto me. Woman will come People got sent here as well as lost, and the doctors again stated that that was trouble. And let it come to pass that for them who are the had so let down at the past they do that he speaks so that it's been to be received by him of the open. Let the things be pleaded that thou hast appointed for thy servant Christ, and thereby shall I know that thou hast chosen a person of the sin. And it came to pass before he had done speaking, that behold, the reverend came to pass, who was born respectful, son of Joseph, also, who was a very special to those who neither had any medicine. He went down to the well, to fill his sister and came up. And the third man to the prince that let him enter the well.
I have a daughter also, son of Michael.